This week, a group of passengers is suing the airline JetBlue for fraud and invasion of privacy. JetBlue admits it secretly gave information on more than a million of its passengers to a private company that's developing an anti-terrorism screening program for the government. Edward Hasbrook broke the JetBlue story on his website. He spoke with Day Today's Madeline Brand.
Edward Hasbrook, you say the JetBlue scandal isn't surprising, and that what is surprising is that JetBlue had a privacy policy at all. Well, I think most people are surprised that their personal information was collected and shared with another company. What exactly was going on?
This kind of exchange of information behind the scenes and sharing of people's travel and reservation records with other companies is really quite routine in the travel industry. For example, most of the time when you make a reservation with an airline or a travel agency, it's actually warehoused by one of the big four computerized reservation services, which have the kind of role in travel data that, say, credit bureaus have for financial data.
So when we log on and go to places like Travelocity or Expedia or Orbitz, all that information is not private? The information that we put on there is now being safeguarded in some huge database?
That's right. The reservations themselves don't remain with Expedia. Expedia's own privacy policy says once we pass this information on to a third party, we make no effort to find out or control what they're going to do with it.
What kind of information do they have?
Well, that travel information is very, very intimate when you think about it. It is a lifetime profile, computerized, identified by your name, that shows not just everywhere you've ever been on an airplane, but who you went with, where you stayed, even down to behind the closed doors of your hotel room with that person. Did you ask for one bed or two?
But why is this a problem? I think, especially after 9/11, most passengers are okay with some privacy violations. After all, our baggage is screened. We have to take our shoes off. And it's all in exchange for feeling safer when we travel by plane.
I think there are two problems. One is that it may make people feel safer, but it doesn't actually make them any safer. There's no evidence either in the research that was done with the JetBlue data or in any of the other research on similar profiling programs that the government or any of these military contractors has any idea what the reservations of a terrorist look like or what in the reservations would be any different from any other reservations. And I think it would be one thing, perhaps, if people were being asked to sacrifice some degree of freedom in the interest of safety. But being asked to sacrifice our civil liberties in order to feel better without actually making us safer is a very, very bad bargain indeed.
But, you know, just to play the devil's advocate, why do I care if somebody knows that I've been to San Francisco three times last year?
Do you want anybody to know that you stayed in a lesbian resort, that you booked adult movies on pay-per-view in your hotel room?
How do you know that? No, just kidding.
And moreover, suppose that years from now you're pulled over by the police because your taillight is out. Do you want it to be as easy for the police to pull your lifetime travel history and scrutinize that for reasons that they may wish to search your car or do whatever else, as it is now for them to run your criminal history?
Great. Well, thanks so much.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Travel expert Edward Hasbrook writes the Practical Nomad book series.
And that interview conducted by Day Today's Madeline Brand.